Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Calvin Ward, and I will be bringing you some of the best spiritually motivated discussions, interviews, and debates that you have ever heard. So what I want you to do right now is sit back, tune in, invite a friend. And remember, you're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and I am your host, Calvin D. Ward. Thanks for listening. Good morning to everyone that may be listening and that is tuned in this morning. This is Calvin Ward, and I want to welcome you to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. And I'm just excited because we started this show, maybe in 2010. It took a small hiatus, but during this season of COVID, there's been an inspiration of the Holy Spirit to start this back up. And the goal is just to bombard the airwaves with the Word of God. I want to eradicate fear, increase the edification of the Word, bombard the airwaves with the Word. And that's what we want to do. So what we're going to do right now is prepare for our special guest on this morning, Apostle Erica from Hawaii. We're going to play a little track for you this morning. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into it. So please invite a friend and send them a link. And you are tuned in to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. Thank you. And we'll be right back right after this.
Can you feel him right now? There's a praise.
There's a praise in this house. Everybody.
to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Calvin D. Ward, and I want to welcome you to the show. This is a show where we do not hesitate to get into the hard topics. We bring you fresh revelation and fresh prophetic insight into biblical doctrines. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Please share us on social media and invite a friend. And once again, you are tuned in to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast.
Awesome, guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love that track. That track gets me hyped up. What's going on, Apostle Hurd? Let's introduce you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
I am doing great. I am doing great. A little hyped up there. I love that track, Lucinda Moore. For people who want to know what that song was,
right?
That was Lucinda Moore. Praise him. So, Apostle Hurd, let's get right into it. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who you are, maybe a little bit about your background in ministry, where you've been, and where you are now.
Well, bless the Lord, all glory and praise and honor be to God, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We've been here in Hawaii for about 35 years and been married almost 33 years. Thank the Lord for that. To my wonderful bride, Anna.
Okay, awesome.
We've got three children. That are older now, bless the Lord, and finding their way. We just had Timothy to get married, bless the Lord. So we have one down and two to go. Praise the Lord. We've been doing so. Praise the Lord.
Is that one down and two to go?
We've been doing fostering, foster parents for over 20 years. So, you know, just putting our hands to the plow, just being a watchman, loving God's people, supporting ministries. As I spoke with you before, we were written about five manuscripts right now. So your call, we hadn't talked in a while, but your call was asking for prayer. And I said, Lord, I need to get this material out. And we talked about legacy, leaving a legacy and passing the baton to the younger generation. And
right.
You know, time does go by really quickly. Praise the Lord. So with that said, allowed us to go through the wilderness. And we're just excited. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just laughing. I said it sure. I said time sure does. I said I blinked and I was
right.
Retired from the military. I was like, where did that go?
Right.
Good Lord. And I know y'all with
like
kids, y'all blink. Listen, it's gone. You look up and kids are married, right?
That's right.
So
absolutely.
Awesome. So what is your area in ministry? Can you talk a little bit? Because so here's the thing, you know, when people tune in, I like people to know who they're listening to, a little bit about your background
right.
in ministry. One of the things I pride myself with, you know, I'm not trying to just, you know, the people that know me, then they know what I, you know, the quality that's coming to the table. So it's the same thing
right.
with the people that I bring to the show. I'm trying to bring people of substance to the show, not just, you know, fly-by-nights or people who, you know, just got some titles and somebody thought they was cute and they had a little word
right.
and then now all of a sudden they're doing something. So can you tell us a little
mm-hmm.
bit about, you know, your ministry experience with God, any positions, you know, that you have held, you know, your servanthood, so to speak, in the body of Christ, and then maybe an area of concentration or where God has allowed you to focus?
Well, praise the Lord. I got saved at the age of 21 during my college time was driven to the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and just loved the Word of God. And that has been my testimony. And I've come up through the ranks of men's ministry, I mean, cleaning churches, you know, cleaning toilets, whatever I could do for the Lord, standing watch, standing post. It didn't really matter. Because the greater ones are your servants. So I have learned to be a servant to God's people. I love God's people, and I love serving God's people. And through that, the Lord has promoted me as being faithful to the calling.
Right.
And so, you know, as a brother and an elder, minister, pastor, okay, and now a few years ago, the Lord says, I want you to walk into apostolic. And I was saying, Lord, I'm not, you know, that's not what I'm about. I don't want to hear the backlash. But promotion comes from God. And it's not about a title, but it's about a mantle. It's about responsibility. I knew also in the prophetic, I was seeing things way before the time. And now the things that even today, Lord was revealing to me 15, 20 years ago. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how am I going to communicate this to the church? Because it was some unveiling, some very deep stuff. It was unorthodox based on the things we had learned. And so I really never fit in to a lot of places because I just let the word of God be my guide. So I love writing. I'm really excited about getting some these materials out. And I've done some traveling. Bless the Lord. I have a mentor, World Ministries International, Dr. Jonathan Hansen. And he goes to the nations of the world, and he speaks to leaders of the world. And so I've been traveling with him. It's been a great experience. And I'm here today just wanting to pour out everything that God has given me. Freely I've received, and I'm ready to freely give. So that's where I'm at right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And, well, let's get right into the topic. Because, well, and before that, I wanted to ask a little bit about the prophetic. Because even we're going to talk about this checking the foundation, I'm going to pass that to you to start there. But the prophetic, just, you know, just a quick opinion or a quick chime in on the current atmosphere. Like you mentioned the prophetic, you mentioned some things that you said that the Lord had shown you years ago and that you're now seeing. I think a lot of people who are in the prophetic, for real, if I could say it like that, are feeling, you know, the same thing. They're feeling the same way. So can you touch on that for a minute as far as what you're sensing with the times, with this COVID-19 situation, how it's changed the world? Because the world has literally changed overnight. It has caused the world to literally change and morph overnight. And those that are either going to adapt with it are going to adapt and change with it. But we don't have to change our faith. So anyway, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think a lot of people are confused on that. Like for me, and just give me and give us your take. Because for me, I'm aware that's the COVID-19, but I'm also aware that I'm Christian. And what I'm finding is more people are in their worldly identity than they are in their Christian or their godly identity. So they resonate more with whatever the world is doing. And I'm not talking about wearing face masks and protecting people's selves. I believe people should do that, do what they need to do. But I'm talking about our stance, our position, and our faith. I'm just seeing people just get shaken. So what is your take on that?
Well, Lord gave me the sons of Issachar back in the 90s, 1 Chronicles 12:32, men who understood the times and knew what to do. So God has really revealed to me many rabbit holes. I mean, this thing goes deep. I know you remember the Tuskegee experiment. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
And
yes,
then we were injected with syphilis, and and you know, government has used LSD on this population. Just some sickening, demonic, satanic manifestations and agendas have gone forth on humanity, and this has gone on before the beginning of time. I mean, since the beginning of time. So, you know, this agenda, we can get into it a little bit more in depth. But again, we're not to fear because fear causes torment. And he that is tormented is not made perfect in love. I haven't had a flu shot since the military. And, or shot,
so
period.
Hold up. Because, see, when I tell people about things, you know, people never want to, and so I'm going to just say this. They have heard your testimony and what you just said. I have a master's in healthcare, and I'm a lab scientist. And when I tell people stuff, they still don't want to believe it from authoritative individuals. They would rather believe the masses and the story they've been told. But you just said you haven't had a flu shot in how many years?
This has been over 30 years.
And you've been well and healthy. And been nice and healthy, So, what do you attribute
healthy,
to that?
Healthy.
What do you attribute to that?
Well, thank God. God has given me wisdom on how to take care of your body. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and whosoever defiles the body temple, him God will destroy it. And back when I'm 58 now. Back when I was around maybe 40, the Lord began to deal with me about my eating habits and to change those things. And my mother, she's a registered nurse. She always told us to get our nutrients. She said, you're not going to be eating correctly. You're not going to get the nutrients from the food because they over plant on the soils. The minerals are depleted. So always have a supplement. And I remember Dr. McCoy years ago at one church I was at. You know, he was before the time talking about antioxidants with Amway, you know. So I'd always believed in nutrients, plenty of water, spiritual, to be happy, you know, laughter, do good like medicine. I laugh hearty, praise the Lord, it releases endorphins. Yeah. And to have a positive outlook, because depression can affect the immune system. Fear can affect the immune system. Worry, anxiety, you find out bipolar, many people now on medication. But again, just having the flow of God, the Holy Spirit, amen, fasting and praying, intermittent fasting, you know, I do shakes. So God has given us wisdom on how to take care of these temples.
Right. And exactly. And I'm loving that. So I'm looking forward to that, too, because even though, you know, like you said, even though I was in the military, I was, you know, called myself, you know, a fitness trainer, and I was in the fitness industry. But
right.
I'm still with this COVID-19. I did a small video, but I'm like, you know, I changed every when this hit. I was like, listen, I'm not going to be in fear, but, you know, I'm not going to be unwise either. So, you know, my tinctures, my turmeric, my greens, ashwagandha, my ginger root, my apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, honey, you know, my food grade baking soda, you know, you know what I'm saying? The stuff to help the body, and my alkaline water. So I don't drink I don't drink from the tap. There's a water filtration company we have here.
Right.
And I'm loving it now because I can put money into the economy, right? Especially at this time, but I get the 5-gallon containers and I keep them stored up in my house, and I just have the pump for the 5 gallons. So I put a pump, you screw on the top of it, and you could just pump your water out right over the sink and keep it moving. So I don't have to just eliminate a lot of the impurities and the junk that's in places, you know, that you can do and just live well. Get some sun, I let sunlight into the house because people don't know that's antimicrobial. It kind of purifies the house. And so it is what it is, even with saline water. So that's awesome. And that's awesome. So that's a nice testimony for people that are, people that are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they're finding out vitamin D is the sun vitamin, right? Zinc. And the problem is that we don't get enough in our food, and we eat the same food. Just like a car, you have to put the nutrients in there if you want to preserve it. You know, I'm still playing basketball. I just playing tennis. And my son, Dad, you still got it. Because, you know, I don't see myself being broke down.
You
I don't
told
see
you
myself
still
being
got
broke
it. That's
down.
When you know you got it. That's when you know you got it, man.
Amen.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting ready. You know, he wants to go to the NFL. So he's a big boy. And but again, thank God, I don't see myself. I think you picture of him, right? So I don't
see myself
being broke down at 80 and 90. You know, I believe that I can have a sparkle in my eye if I listen to the Lord and obey his command. You know what? Forgiveness is huge, too. It just came to my spirit. You have to forgive because it stops the life flow. And so you cannot hold grudges on the people and be angry. All these are negative emotions. And the doctors are saying now, I work with a medical doctor, Dr. Wayne Nick, is brilliant. He says that basically 98% of diseases are caused by emotions. And so we have to live in joy. That's why Jesus said, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. Be happy. Yeah, it's a dichotomy. I mean, you look at the world and things around you. I mean, sometimes I'm outright righteously angry. But I'm not going to let anything or anyone steal my joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Go ahead.
No, and that's powerful. I think that's powerful you said. I know this is not a health conversation, so we'll bring it back. Maybe it'll bring you back in another session.
Yeah, we did another segment on
health,
this one,
But another segment.
Right.
But I think that's powerful, though, because I watched. There's a show, and now this is going to be beyond some of y'all out there. I know some of y'all, some Christians, but there is a TV channel called Gaia. And I don't know if you've heard of that. You know, it's not for everybody.
No.
But one of the things on there, they have a lot of – they talk a lot about the human makeup, how your body is connected to your emotions. We get neuroscience doctors. We get different people that come on, and they talk and share your experiences. But when you said that, like, a lot of the diseases are caused by emotions – you know, I thought to myself, that makes so much sense because diseases are caused by emotions. And we know this being Christian and spiritual. However, conditions, you know, need to be maintained and prevented through nutrition and health. So somebody might have a pain here, or you got a muscle that's atrophied or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's not something you can think all day. But if you're sitting in the house and you're not, and you're eating down cookies all day and you're not moving and doing nothing, then the muscle is not being exercised. I'll say this and then we'll transition. I don't know how it is in Hawaii, but over here, you know, I went to go get some weights. Maybe I think I was too late. So I went to Walmart. I said, let me get me a couple of weights just to have on a patio. I can wake up in the morning, do some exercises, and all the weights are gone. Like, all the stores have no weightlifting equipment. Is that the same thing in Hawaii? And I don't know if that's over in Hawaii the same way, but Walmart, everybody's, everything's gone. So there's nothing there, and all the weighting equipment is gone. So I said, you know what? I'll go back to the military. I ain't bringing no push-ups to sit up and get a jog around the corner, make it happen.
But let's
transition. Is that the case real quick, though, in Hawaii? Do y'all
Well, you know, I have to check it out. That's new to me. I do have dumbbells and things I have here at the house. But maybe they don't want us getting prepared for the war, man, because you got to be strong. You have to be willing. It may come to a physical situation, and you have to be strong. So, again, maybe they don't want people – they said in Michigan that they stop people from getting seeds at the store. And so they don't want people to have food and, you know, the food shortages. So, yeah, so we'll get into a lot of things. Keep it, as I told you, concentrated because we can talk about so much. So much revelation is being revealed right now. It is amazing. And so I want to, you know, be strategic, as your broadcast says, so we can be focused like laser. And so we can help people. Amen.
So now that we have chimed in a little bit, let's get on this topic, checking the foundations. Checking the foundations.
Praise the Lord. We are
good on time. And so I like to get a little, I call it a little break in, you know, get the chat, because people like to hear that. You know, you get to chat it up. And let me chat it up a little bit. We're good on time. We have some time here to start in and go in. May come back for a part two. So what's up with this topic, checking on the foundations?
Well, we have to go back. As you look in Luke chapter 6, starting with verse 46, I'm going to read. And why call me ye Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? This is the acid test. Jesus said, if you love me, any man love me, he will keep my words. So many will say on that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this? And prophesied in thy name, cast out devils. We have did many marvelous works in thy name. And he goes on to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Verse 47, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 49, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. We, as you're saying, and everyone has witnessed now, that there is a shaking that's going on everywhere. Everything
and this was Luke?
Shaking.
I'm going to type the scripture. This was Luke? Luke?
Yeah, Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Starting with verse 46.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Awesome. You were saying.
So Matthew, so Matthew 24 talks about wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. That has been happening for years, but we see the intensity and the frequency as a woman in travail. So we see the intensity, the frequency happening, so we know that the return of Christ is near. Then we move over to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27, Hebrews 12, 27. And this word once more signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And so we're seeing a shaking on every level, economic, geopolitical, national, entertainment, education, financial, shaking, communities, homes, marriages, ministries, praise God, and even within ourselves, we're being shaken because God is wanting to dismantle and destroy everything that's not founded upon him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Amen. So we're getting to a point right now, and it's a good thing, because now we're seeing that people are at home. They are forced now, praise God, to search and to seek God for themselves. And so God is saying, I'm removing every crutch, everything you have that you've been dependent upon other than me. I'm destroying it. I'm dismantling it. So the only thing that's going to remain is the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Yeah. So when you talk about this shaking the foundation, I remember that. Now, I mean, checking the foundation, what do you think should be part of the foundation of Christians? And that's what I'm asking, because like you said, everything is being shaken. And a lot of Christians are finding out that what they thought was the foundation for them, what they thought, what they were getting from their pastor, and this is not a bashing, but I'm just very direct, understand, what they've been getting from pastors or ministers or leaders or mentors or so-called individuals has really not been a foundation, because as soon as something hits, or as soon as something comes in, then they find themselves shaken. Like, as soon as this hit, Christians shouldn't have been finding themselves running and running and running, trying to pack up, get this, get that, and like they're trying to prepare for an apocalypse. And though I had a couple of phone calls, so I knew what was about to hit before it did, and I still didn't run out and do that. So what should be the foundation, whether it's doctrine, whether they are principles based off the word, what should be a basic foundation for somebody that's new, somebody that's Christian, or for somebody who thought that they were in a certain place and found out that, hey, my faith has been shaken. So am I really in Christ? Like, what should be a foundation? What should that foundation look like?
The foundation is the Word of God, period, point and blank, the eternal Word of God. Amen. The beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the rock. His words will endure forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So the Word of God, if you read just, I tell people, if you read just what's in red, you will be a spiritual giant. Thank God for the Apostle Paul. Thank God for the history, the kings, the judges, the prophets, the first five books of the Bible. Thank God for all this history and knowledge. But it comes back to the Word. And we have to go back now and check. If you are in fear, if you are in anxiety and having panic attacks, well, then you're not made perfect in love, because perfect love, again, casts out all fear. So we have to go back to check that foundation. Foundation is the key to every situation. Earthquakes, the buildings have to be earthquake-proof, being that it will sway back and forth but will not be destroyed. And so the higher the revelation that you get, the deeper your foundation. You look at these huge buildings in New York and these skyscrapers. You got to go way deep down for that building to sustain the weight and the pressure and the winds that will blow upon it. So, yeah, so the checking the foundation now, we have a time to do that. Do I really love God, or do I love my church? Have my church become a icon? Has it become a idol? Has the pastor and leaders become idols? Jesus said, I will not have it. I will be your all in all. I am everything to you. Amen. He is a jealous God and will not have any other gods before him. It says over here, and I like that when we finish the shaking, only the remnant will remain. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was thinking about the remnant, how the word means that which remains and leftovers. And I know that we used to love leftovers. I used to love those soups and salads. And, had a chance to marinate leftovers. There you go, leftovers. See, and those were good because they had a chance to simmer and marinate. And the next day was delicious. We look forward to the next day. So after we leave this situation, I believe that this is not the judgment of God, but I believe this is a warning. I believe some other things that a lot of it doesn't make sense, doesn't match up in response to the actions that they're taking. Again, we can focus on that at another time. But again, we need to check the foundation, and we will have the remnant remaining. And so that's why I'm so excited, because I see the Word of God being made manifest. Let's look at a few scriptures. You know, I'm a word man. I love the scriptures. Psalms 55 and 22. Psalms 55 and 22. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Glory be to God. And see, so I was telling the congregation, go ahead.
No. Continue.
Yeah, so, you know, even before, I've always preached, you know, be prepared. Joseph was prepared for the 7 years of famine. And so, in the 7 years of plenty, I've always believed that any emergency, you must be prepared. God showed me, have a generator, you know, have some water on the side, have some candles, have some extra food, some rice on the side, just in case. Right. So you don't have to be running out to the store and panicking.
Right.
And you're prepared. There's peace.
Right. And you know, be prepared. Yes. Just being prepared, like you said, you know, it's so funny. You just described exactly what I did. I didn't rush out. I didn't even know about a toilet paper scare, to tell you the truth, Apostle Heard. I just, one day before, I said, I got a time off. I'm going to work. And so I said, let me go to Sam's Club. I went to Sam's Club. And I said, ma'am, where is all the toilet paper? Right? Because I keep a storehouse in my house. So I'm not used to just having to need something right now and go out. So I said, where is all the toilet paper? They said, everybody's grabbing it. And they said, come back tomorrow. We might have a shipment. I came back the next day, nothing. And so I asked the lady, I said, look, do y'all have any toilet paper? She said, sir, you know what? Let me go check. She went all the way in the back, came back with a huge package. And she said, are you taking this in? Well, she told me, she said, are you buying this here or online? I said, here. She said, let me put it in a box for you. I don't want to cause a frenzy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything that I needed when I needed it, I had it. I bought a small candles. I bought the small candles, some little batteries, flashlights. I keep LED lights strategically placed around the house. I keep pepper spray, a knife, walking sticks in strategic locations just in case I need them. If somebody is foolish enough to walk in on me and run up on me. But I just have this stuff here, but I was prepared. I just wanted to say that because I think Christians need to be prepared. How can you're supposed to be the individual that has more than enough and be a blessing. You can't be a blessing to other people if you don't have a storehouse. You know, so I keep extra so if somebody needs it. Actually, to tell you the truth, Apostle Heard, I walk around looking for people to bless right now. I walk around looking for people to bless, saying, who can I bless? Who needs this? You know, who needs that? So that being said, again, on these foundations, so what should a Christian, your phone is blowing up. I can hear that.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's my wife. She's listening again. She's listening again.
How rude am I? How is your wife doing? I didn't even
she's
ask
doing great.
About the third.
Yeah, amen. She just got up, so she gave me a thumbs up over here. I was trying to get her on the broadcast.
Man, God bless her. Go ahead.
Yeah, she'll be chiming in because she has a lot of things to say, too, as well.
Later on,
she's going to prepare some things. Well, later on, I think another broadcast, she has a lot of things God's been dealing with her about she would like to share on marriage and relationships. So, amen. But anyway, so going back, we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. People are moving into gold and silver now to protect their assets because there's an economic shaking. And so we need to look at every aspect of our lives. I like to look at it as eight pillars. And we look at those pillars of health. We look at it mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and check every foundation. Because things that are coming upon the earth, Jesus said this. He said that because the things are coming upon the earth, he said the men's heart shall fail them. People will have heart attacks. Again, people have panic attacks, a mental breakdown. All these things are happening right now because their foundation is weak. They have put their trust, their time and effort into ministry, and they have not sown the word. And let me go to another scripture that I think will be a blessing to the people. He says over here in Matthew 24, he says, immediately after those things, talking about the distress that's coming upon the earth and all of the powers being shaken, he says, the sun shall be darkened and the moon will not give its lights. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. We're looking at, as you know, my brother, we're looking at UFOs now, a disclosure. Whether real, we know there are alien entities moving through our atmosphere and through dimensions, which they call aliens. We know nothing but demons, fallen angels coming through. People are going to see some horrendous things to come. They even talked about giants being reconstituted. We're going to see some horrific things. If we're not built and founded upon Jesus Christ, people are going to lose it. They're going to lose their salvation. They're going to look for this false Messiah who's going to come with all lying signs and wonders. And the Bible says, Christ said it was so, even the very elect will be deceived. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You just going in, and I think it's good. I wanted to see if I can chime in on some things. Like, one of the things that I know fell in my spirit was that, you know, this is a time to actually try to reappropriate some wealth. The wealth of the wicked is wicked, may be laid up for the righteous, but if it's something that's laid up somewhere, you can have something laid up in your house. It, you know, the remote control can be laid up on the counter. If you, that TV ain't going to turn itself unless you go and get it. So what does that look like? Let's say this, I'm just using finances for an instance. Actually, before I go there, let me go to the spiritual. What does that look like for a new believer? And I'm asking that because, like, you know, people have heard we say, hey, this is what you need to do, but how do they do it? And let's spell it out. Like, for a believer, should their foundation be, you know, baptism in the Holy Spirit? Their belief should be, you know, whether it's Bible study, baptism, water baptism, baptism with the Holy Ghost, you know, Bible study, daily devotion. Like, what should that be for a new believer so they can secure and make sure they can examine themselves to see whether they're in the faith as the scripture says? Like, what exactly, paint a picture for what that looks like for somebody.
Well, I think it's all as you said. I think that that foundation has to be rooted in the Word of God, through personal development, time with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Love is the key. I know they want to separate us, but again, we need to get together because we need to be assembling together with a house fellowship. I believe we're going back to home fellowships again. They're going to be prominent, fasting and prayer, having mentorship, having those that you can talk with and share. And so it's all about community, and it's all also about accountability. We need to be accountable today. And I think these are the key things. I think I spoke with you about spiritual warfare. God is raising up a people who know how to fight spiritually so. And I believe that everything we see in the natural is a manifestation of that which is going on in the spiritual. So I think that, and I told you, I was discussing with you the other day, I said I believe that the church did a disservice to the people. I know the church that I grew up in, our pastor, he mentioned and always had a radio broadcast, a television broadcast, that, and his theme was there's a war going on. And so people like Lester Sumrall, these great men of God, Smith Wigglesworth, these generals who went into the enemy's camp and began to bind and to loose and began to move in as spiritual warriors. And I believe that we're coming back to that. So I think the things that you mentioned, Bible study, prayer, the pure word of God. I mean, I've been around a minute. I've seen movements come and go. But I think that it's always going back to what Jesus said. And again, you have four gospels pretty much saying the same things. If you can just do what's in red, you will thrive and you'll be blessed in this end time.
Right. So what do you see now? This is something over here. I'm in New Mexico, so I'm in Albuquerque. What city or area are you in over there? I know Hawaii has counties. I know they have cities, but they divide. You know, everybody has counties. But what area are you in over there? I didn't know. That's why I put Hawaii, USA, right?
Yes, Oahu. Yeah, it's the main island, Oahu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Which is a ghost town. It's a ghost town now because of the situation. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then they have us locked down. This governor has a lockdown for another month to the end of May. So, you know, people are getting a little weary. They're not matching things up as the narrative is saying. So we have to watch and pray. We have to have another thing you mentioned about the foundation. We need discernment. We need the holy baptism of the Holy Spirit, not just being filled one time, but continuously being filled, praying in the Holy Spirit. We don't know how to pray. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost, you know, at times. And when things are, we can't see clearly because the Spirit knows. And so he'll give us the answers. So all those above, we need to get back to the basics, check that foundation, make sure there's a problem. Because, again, I believe that God's going to give us a respite. But I believe that this new world order, this one world government, which Lucifer, they're looking for their king to come. Lucifer, we need to be prepared to move out wherever God says. I mean, I'm believing God for translations. They may begin to lock down states where you can't cross over unless you have some type of vaccine. And I'm not taking a vaccine. There's a line in the sand. We talked about that the other day. The Hebrews boy says, you know what? We're not bowing down to this image. Okay, we've already discussed it. We agree together. You know, and we have already made up our minds, King. We're not being disrespectful, but hey, if we die, we die, so be it. So I'm not going to let anyone inject me with something I don't know, aborted fetal tissue, cancer, viruses, all these things. I will not do it. So it's time for us to rise up and to let them know, no, I'm not going to do that. Now they're talking about prophets going from house to house and testing people. It's not going to happen.
See, and you know what? You know what? This is funny. There was a video, there was a movie on Netflix, and it's a movie on Netflix. I forgot the comedian's name, the black female comedian. Lord have mercy. I just forgot her name. Anyway, in this movie, and I was watching this on Netflix, and I was like, what the world is this? And I had added it. But in the movie, there's something going on where it's during an election time in a season, but something goes on where they have a group of individuals by the state who want to go house to house to check people's nationalism. And if they're and if their actions are questionable, these people come to the house, and the movie is around a certain situation where these individuals came to a certain house and then it didn't turn out well for the individuals.
Right.
And so it sounds something like what you were saying, like with this vaccine. I was telling someone earlier last week, and I was talking, and I was saying, you know, I got up one day in the house and I said, wow, I said, God, this can really turn into Rome. I said, I didn't think this could happen. I said, the church could find itself, or we could find ourselves back in Roman times. And people that know their church history, if they are listening, they know that in the early history of the church, what the state did was, this is why the state combined with the one, there was a one world religion, or there was a state religion, and then there was a government, right? So this is why they combined, because to come against the state was not only treason, but it was heresy. To come against the church was not only heresy, but it was treason, because it was a political religious empire. And I said, you know, we don't watch ourselves. If people want to gather, I said, religious individuals can now be tagged as being threats to the state, but not only that, but to public health if they want to. So people say they don't want to take a vaccine, and that can be the beginning of some sorrows worldwide in the country, because this is setting up the time and the season for all of this. Is just a platform that can be used for a lot of things. Let me put it like that. And I'm not being definitive and saying this is this, but it's a platform that can be used for a lot of things. And like you were talking about vaccines, you know, a lot of people think COVID-19 is the mark of the beast and all this, and the vaccine will be. And though, you know, I'm not one to take a vaccine either. I don't think the vaccine or a lot of this other stuff is going to be the beast. But it's just funny how these times are and where we are. And what's going on. So what we're going to do, and we're going to close up, Pastor Hurd, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back and let you close us out. Yes, it is that time again, you guys. You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. This is your host, Calvin, always bringing you excellence in the prophetic. I want you to stay tuned. We have some great things for you on today. I want you to invite a friend out to listen to the radio broadcast. Look, you can send them a link, y'all. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we're always bringing you some fresh revelation, some fresh word, and some fresh topics. So stay tuned, sit back, and relax. Don't forget to text or email a friend, post on Facebook. And again, you are tuned in to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. Guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. We have a powerful guest, Apostle Eric Hurd, hailing from Hawaii, USA, talking about checking the foundation. Looks like this may be a part one, because we'll come back with a part two. But we're talking about the times in which we live and the foundations that Christians need to have as believers. So I want you to invite a friend, send them the link, and call. The number is 563-999-3721. Again, that number is 563-999-3721. You know, this has been a good show. We're definitely going to have to come back and do a part two. And so for the last part of the show, we have about 15 minutes left. So I want to give you the floor. So what are some things that you see coming? I know we talked a little bit about COVID-19, and you mentioned checking the foundations for Christians. As believers, they need to check their foundation, and they need to have the Word of God as their foundation in this season, especially going forward. But they also need to be aware and have their eyes open. But you can't be aware and have your eyes open if you don't have the Word of God as a basis and if you don't have revelation. I think you also mentioned talking about revelation, the deeper your revelation, the deeper the deeper your revelation, the deeper or the better you're going to be able to deal with the world and see what God is doing, especially with this COVID-19. It is just basically shaking everything. And I think you mentioned a scripture in Hebrews is talking about shaking. Everything that can't be shaken will be shaking. So what are some things what are some encouragements that you have for Christians at this time? You know, I was telling a couple of people, I said, I'm going hard in faith because, you know, like me, I have a critical job. So I still go to work. I've been going to work the whole time. Nothing's changed for me. I go to work the same and everything. And so it's great for some people that can stay at home. And, you know, we got a lot of pastors staying at home, you know, with our apostolic, prophetic, diaconate, and pastoral selves. And they're telling the world and preaching to the world while they're in the comfort of their own home. But they may have people who have to still get up and go to work, right? So you may have somebody that's in your church or a Christian who's a new convert, whose faith is not there, but they have a critical job. And or you have people right now who have lost their jobs and their faith is low. So what are some encouraging things? What would you say to people? What would you say to the person that still has to go to work whose faith is not quite there? What would you say to the new convert whose faith has been shaken in these times? What are some encouragements you would give to them? Apostle Hurd, are you there? Apostle Hurd? Are you there, Apostle Hurd? Well, it seems as if we may have lost Pastor Hurd. What we're going to do, I'll take a small break and come right back as I try to get him back on the line. We'll be right back.
Come on, make some noise in here. You're about to walk into something. Come on.
I can hear you.
Let's walk.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Here we go. I'm walking into my destiny.
I'm walking into my destiny.
I'm walking in what he has for me.
I'm walking in what he has for me.
Tell somebody my past has been erased.
My past has been erased.
I'm walking into my new place.
Awesome and awesome, guys. We are back in. That was a track by Vashon Mitchell called Destiny. So we cut Vashon off a little bit, Praise the Lord. So we're back into the show. So Apostle heard, and that was the question. The question was to the people that are out there whose faith may not be as high or who may be a new convert, and this situation just hit them where everything that can be shaken is being shaken for some of these people, their job, their livelihood, their health, you know, deaths in the family, and to the individual that may be a part of a church, because it's a difference when you are a minister and you're on the front line, and it's different. And as I was saying, when you can have pastors and leaders and ministers be at home, and you can preach from home all day long, but what do you preach, and how do you encourage the individual that may be part of a church, but they still have to get up and go to work, and their faith may not be where it needs to be? So what are some encouragements you can give to people in this time, you know, with their jobs being shaken, finances being shaken, faith being shaken? They have uncertainty about the future. What are some things that you can encourage them in, or what would be some encouraging words you would give them?
Okay, praise the Lord. The word is the encouragement. And so I'll always leave people with the words. I try not to say a whole lot about what I'm doing because my words are going to pass away. His words do not. The word of God gives us the faith-producing ability or dynamo to work in these times. And so it's time right now that God is saying, come to me. I have the answers. I know what's going to happen. I know where your next meal is coming from. I know who's going to put some money in your hand. I just talked with a sister, and I asked her, I said, do you need anything? She said, no. She said, Pastor Eric, she said, people have been doing things for me, and God has been sending them my way. So God, if he has to send a raven, he will do that. He will send people your way. So you don't have to fear. But God is saying now, during this time, I'm going to restore some things to my people, those who are really walking with me. So this is the time for us to get along with God. I thought about this morning. I said, what if the internet went out? How would people deal with that? It would just be a mess, and people cannot communicate. So it's a time to get with your loved ones, family, and friends. You're finding out things that you thought you needed you really don't need. Right. So it's time for the Lord to now to be with him and let him be your portion. And so when we come out of this thing, he's going to give direction. Where should I live? Where should I move? How to invest, you know, to make sure I'm prepared, not just for natural things, but the spiritual. I looked at and thought about these people are so concerned about the first death. You know, they wear the mask and all these things. And I got it. But they're not concerned about the second death after you die. So we're secure.
That is
good. The Bible says rejoice, not that. That demons are subject unto you, but your name is written in heaven. Praise God. This is not our home. We're sojourning here. So let's complete the mission. Let's run our race, finish our course with joy, and let's witness. Praise God. And let God take care of the preliminary.
Amen.
Take care of the rest. He'll send people your way. He'll send people to encourage you. Praise God. But if he wants to be first now. So he's stripping everything. So if we, in fact, do this, we're going to be on the other side better, stronger. Praise God. We're going to have another vision. I told my wife, when you begin to awaken to the evil that's going on today, I said, you have to go through a death process. I know you've gone through it. I've gone through it. And everyone who's listening today will go through that at one stage or another. And to the point where you're shocked. A lot of people are shocked right now. They're trying to negotiate. They're trying to reason, you know, and then when they come to acceptance, it's okay. I accepted what it is. Now I move into action. So it's time for us to move into action because the things that we are facing today are going to be solved, not at the level in which we created them. It's going to be solved at a new spiritual level. So it's going to be a time of refreshing. Do some fasting while you're home. Bless God. Amen. I'm working too hard. That's the time you can do some fasting, get in your secret closet, and spend some time with Jesus. That's my encouraging word today for the people. But I want to give you a few more scriptures that I have here. Bless God before we go again to help with the foundation. Psalms 62:2 says, truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Talking about checking the foundation. Psalms 62:6, truly, the Lord is my rock. Praise God. He is my salvation. Again, it's repeating the scripture, and I will not be shaken. I refuse to be shaken. You know, this is the evil ones and the wicked ones. This is their final hour, and this is our finest hour. As Esther, praise God, was called for such a time as this. This is our time, amen, to be on the front line and to win many to Jesus. Isaiah 54:10 says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant. of peace be removed, says the Lord,
right.
who has compassion on you.
Amen. Amen. And those are some powerful scriptures. And I've been putting that word out too. As you've been giving these scriptures for people that are listening, you should be able to go back to the chat for the episode and you'll see the scriptures that I posted in the chat. Well, you know, Pastor Hurd, I thank you for being a guest with us today. We have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to give you a minute and a half, not to limit you, but a minute and a half or maybe two if you want to close us out in a prayer. You wanted to pray.
Praise the Lord.
Before we left, we have a few minutes left. So,
all right, praise the Lord. But again, my wife just said over to me that he that endured to the end shall be saved. Amen.
Yes,
so
yes,
praise God. You know, these are great times. You know, they're exciting. You know, I was once afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm ready to do what needs to be done. Bless God. The Bible says we overcome them with the by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. We have to make up in our minds that we're going to go all the way for the Lord. Amen. And we're going to live through eternity with him. This, again, this is not our home. We're not to be dig roots here. Amen. But this is we're passing through it. We're excited about what the future holds. But let us pray. Father, we thank you for Prophet Calvin. Thank you for the work he has done, the work that he's doing even at this moment, and the work that you have for him in the future. Thank you for those who are listening in today. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I command it to go now. Leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray and thank God for the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Thank
These
you,
are
Father.
Exciting times. For the coming of the Lord draws nigh,
yes,
and we look up for our redemption draweth nigh. So we thank you for the people today. We bind the spirit right now of anxiety loose right now, your hold upon the people in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of bipolar, double-mindedness, anger, frustration, depression, leave now in Jesus' name. Go
in
the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
we thank you right now for victory, for greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue shall rise against us in judgment. Thou, we condemn it. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. We thank you that we have power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. We thank you, Lord, that your love for us surpasses all understanding. And we thank you that we can rest in your love. We rest in the secret place. We abide in that place. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh me. We will see the reward of the wicked. We thank you that we are not affected by the pestilence that walketh through noonday, the arrows that fly through noonday, or the pestilence that walketh in darkness. We thank you right now that we are overcomers, amen, in Christ Jesus. So bless the people today. Let them be excited for the new mission. Praise God that God is giving all of his soldiers right now. Bless God, and we'll move out in victory, praise God, together. And bless God, we will have, praise God, we will do exploits in this time. We will do great and mighty things for the Lord. And we will set the captives free together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for coming out, Apostle Hurd. We will definitely have you back. I definitely want to have you back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to you and your wife, Angela Hurd. We definitely need to have her on Always Space, Always Time. So thanks for tuning in, and thank you. Be blessed and enjoy your morning.
All right.
You've been listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, where I am your host, Calvin D. Wardless, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Listen, find me on Facebook at Prophet Calvin D. Ward. Go to the YouTube channel, and don't forget to go to Amazon.com to buy my new book, Metaphysics and Theology, A Discussion. Y'all, don't forget to invite someone to the next broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time.